One podcast for June 1st, 2008. Good morning, San Diego. Can dance in here. Danny's actually doing the worm on the floor right now.
For real.
Real sweet. About time that we had another episode of the podcast. Welcome to episode 6, everybody. Woo!
Woo.
We did it. 6 episodes in and we're good.
Are you feeling okay?
I smoked some of the crack that Danny brought over today.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
It's really tasty.
I didn't get in.
Mine's kicking in right about now.
Well, I have some black tar heroin, if you feel. If you want to tie one off. So, hi. We are your P1 podcast team. Oorah.
Oorah.
What's up, Neil? My name is P1 Quimby. And I try to wrangle this thing. Right now, I am house sitting, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
4 dogs, 1 cat, 1 blue and gold macaw. It is a Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom at my boyfriend's parents' house right now.
Cool.
And the dogs, they are crazy. They have almost destroyed the backyard. The cat will not shut up. Cat will not shut up to save her life. She has to be kept in a separate room.
Is she in heat?
No, she has to be kept in a separate room, or else 2 of the dogs will get her and they will try to like rip her neck apart. So it's not very nice.
Sounds like a solution. Leave the door cracked.
The poor kitty, and there's just hair everywhere, all over the floors. It's a hardwood floored house. It's and the macaw, she likes to scream at the top of her lungs at like 6 in the morning so she can go outside to her cage. So it's fun. The macaw is a self plucker. She's been upset ever since her owner had a baby, and so now she's plucked out all of her feathers.
Interesting.
It's gross. I'll bring pictures next time. But that's my story, you know, like any of you really care. One of our members here is P1 Danny.
Hello there.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
For those of you who may not know, Danny is majorly in love with my boyfriend.
Oh, really? No.
They're going to have babies together.
Pretty much
what's going to
happen. If it was possible, it would have already happened.
So, Danny, why don't you tell everybody what time you and my boyfriend got on the phone with one another?
Well, we started talking around 10, and we got off the phone around 2:33 o'clock.
Aww.
Whatever.
You're courting.
Yes.
Danny's totally throwing salt in my game.
Tell him why.
You ruined everything.
Why? What did I do?
You just ruined everything. You just sucked away his time.
And quote, didn't and you failed to get laid last night?
Ooh.
Let's not even go there. I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Well, she has a libido that cannot be quenched.
Yes.
Arr. Yeah, it's even bigger than Danny's porn obsession.
Collection? That's not possible. Trust me, that's not possible.
Jackpot. Yeah, Danny, give my boyfriend back, and thank you.
I'll consider it.
We also have our executive producer, sound man, the person who makes this show happen quite literally every time we do it, is Mr. P1 Space Boy.
Wanna fight about it?
Yay.
Hi, Light Boy.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, Light Boy.
Good morning.
How are you? Spaceboy likes doggies a lot.
I do love doggies.
Yeah, talk about it. He wants to come to be at the house I'm at with all the doggies.
I like big doggies. I love P1 PJ. I'm sorry he can't be here today.
Aww.
Sorry about that.
You love P1 Lola too, don't you?
Oh, dude. Yesterday at the party, Sanjaya gave me a framed picture of P1 Lola, which I have somewhere. Oh, it's downstairs. It's actually on my table right now.
Yeah, after you left, Sanjaya didn't think you were serious about taking it home. He's like, did he really take that thing home?
Oh, you want it back?
No, it wasn't that. He just wasn't. You didn't know that you were serious, like that serious about dogs, and I had to explain to them that. Yeah.
I love big dogs.
Yeah.
Big paws, labs, pit bulls, Rottweilers.
Right and on. Bestiality. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you love animals way too wow. much. Oh
there's some God. Things we don't talk about.
Yeah. He's got a paw fetish.
Oh, wow. The next member of a podcast team, we got P1 Nerd.
And hello.
Ew.
Well, hello.
And P1 Nerd, he loves everything Mac.
Yes, I do.
Everything.
Nerds are us.
Steve Jobs, I love you. I want you. I need you in my life.
Oh, my God.
I want you inside of me. That's what you should have said.
Basically. For a moment, let me just get about, like, a second to talk to my future self, because this is June 1st, and the iPhone number 2 is coming out on June 9th. So we're not going to have a podcast for a while, so let me just talk to my future self. Hey, nerd. How's that iPhone? It's sick, huh? Oh, yeah, dude. So, how is it? That's cool, dude. That's cool. Okay, so you're gonna like give your old one to who? What? Okay, cool. All right, that's all I need to do because I wanted to talk to myself because I'm so stoked that the iPhone's coming out.
That's cool, baby.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Why do I feel like I just watched you masturbate in a mirror?
Oh my God! Did you just say
that? No more Yankee, my winky.
That's basically what I did.
Oh, nerd.
That was really creepy, man.
That was so weird.
And over to Corman.
There are no words. All right.
Felt good.
Well, wow. Last but certainly not least.
Certainly least.
Oh, brutal. Sorry. You're a nice person. We have ourselves... one of the greatest podcast team members ever is P1 Corman.
Thank you
Hello,
very much.
Hello,
and if I might take a moment to speak to my future self, on June 9th, go to Nerd's house and kick his ass.
Yes! I love it.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And so P1 Corman, he really, really likes Indiana Jones.
Yes, I do.
And the Kingdom of the Magic Other Dimensional Skulls.
Kingdom of the Orange Crush. That's what Mikey called it.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't logged on to P1 site and seen the thread in the movies and TVs area, man, Corman and Danny have some very differing opinions.
It is.
Really? They're different?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it Cloverfield?
It's a generation gap as
well.
It is. Uh-huh. It basically is.
George Lucas should never, ever write a movie ever.
That was the best movie ever made.
Shut the hell up.
It was what's such not a to great believe? Movie. I was we moved. Got,
really? Yeah. Really, what's not to believe?
That thing was totally realistic. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Crystal
magnetic
skulls.
Magnetic crystals, yes.
Yeah.
Let's let Corman speak on it. Sir, as one of our big movie buffs.
It's actually an archaeological expedition going on right now because crystal skulls do exist. There are people that hold them.
Yeah, but not grow them out of their head.
Grew what out of the head?
Well, they had not only a crystal skull, but a crystal skeleton. They don't have bones, they have crystal.
It obviously was fantasy.
How
obviously.
It was based on,
really?
On a factual archaeological item, but, you know, turned into a fantasy, just like all the other three.
I thought it was a great movie. Hey, I'm on your side, buddy.
It's a great movie. The only problem
a sharp in costume.
Had, and I honestly think it would have been better if they just had the movie end in a big flash instead of showing that 1950 silver saucer. I think that killed it for everybody. And maybe that part where the spun around and the skeletons combined into one alien.
And then the alien came back to life and made the chick's head explode.
Well, exploding heads is pretty much mainstay for any Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
Melting faces.
Melting faces, exploding heads.
Ovens.
Disintegration from drinking.
Ooh, ovens.
Cup.
I like ovens. Yeah. Me and Pew and Peaches, though, were discussing the whole waterfall scene. That was probably the one thing I took the most umbrage with.
Oh, really? But jumping out of an airplane in a raft was more believable.
Well, I was like 10 when I yes, watched that. So.
That movie was horrible, too.
You knew what you were getting into, guys. This is a complete fantasy world that you're walking into.
Well,
and I loved it. I mean, it brought back
it was
a little
horrible.
Bit of my
George
memory,
Lucas
so.
Should never, ever write movies,
well,
ever.
I think that they didn't do such a bad job. I think that maybe the guy that did the music, he could have done better. You know, the movie would have been better if maybe they would have had a different score, like maybe like this.
Yes.
Oh, I would be all down with that.
Corbin looks like he's so over it.
Corbin, I think he's close to checking out.
I love Benny.
Well, that's great. I thought this was going to be more brutal because Danny and Corbin wrote essays to one another within this thread. Essays
novels?
In which I checked out.
Kind of
a thesis
out.
Paper.
It's been.
We both agree to disagree.
Yeah,
basically.
He kept going on, and I was just like, you know what? I'm over it. I've said my piece, and I know I'm not going to get through to him, and he's not going to get through to me.
Gap. I mean, I can understand if you grew up on those movies, you would have a different take on her.
I grew up on those movies, and I really thought it was just 10 years way too late.
Yeah.
It's like, I would have rather not.
I agree.
That
I wish
movie.
It was 10 years ago.
Like,
if it
would have
come out then, I would have understood it more.
I think they should just tied off the whole Nazi thing.
Now it's just a piece of crap.
But that's just my stupid opinion.
It's not a piece of crap.
All right. Well, whatever. So now you know all of us. Now you got a little feel for all of us.
Well, just let me. I did learn one thing from the movie.
Please tell me.
Oh. If you're ever caught in a nuclear explosion, climb on your refrigerator.
Yes! Yes!
That was horrible. Even my own father, who grew. I mean, Raiders is like one of his favorite movies of all time. And he said, that was just way too far fetched. I've seen some crazy stuff in these indie movies. That was just. Okay, maybe if all the Japanese had done that, they would have all lived after, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's what they
god.
Should have done, is jumped in the roof.
I'm the host of a comedy show.
They don't make refrigerators like they used to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just move this right along into a controversial place that we like to call P1Site.com. Bring it.
Oh, you suck so bad.
Aw,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Whoever's seeing those backups sounds like they're deaf. Helen Keller came in and recorded that.
Pretty much.
Helen Keller being me.
Yes, and she's been dead for a long time.
Yeah. She came through she possessed my body.
But she hasn't noticed.
Yeah. So, hey, Play One Site. For those of you who are maybe new to this podcast or
Late
new to the
shot.
World of P1, we have a website that Danny made. Nerd helped, Space Boy helped. I just moderate things and I'm a jerk to everybody.
I do
nothing. P1 Site is a great, great website. We got photos, audio. We have the last 3 years of 28-hour shows for you. Interviews with the cast. All kinds of goodies. And we also have a forum on P1Site.com. And in the forum, you can come across all kinds of crazy topics. For instance, we had a member by the name of P1 Bacardi, and he hasn't been around in a while. So Danny's Second Life stalked him and figured out that Bacardi has a second life on secondlife.com. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to me what Second Life is, Danny, a little bit?
Second Life is a video game where you basically, as far as I understand, you pretend to walk around like you would in your normal life. So...
But you can fly.
You have to pay to do that?
What?
You have to pay to do that?
No, it's free. All free. If
it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Weird.
And so Bacardi is a porn star vampire. That is not a joke.
Let's get drunk. Yes.
And this led to a conversation yesterday, and it turns out a bunch of people from P1 Site will probably be starting Second Life. So
I started one.
I say we start a gang and go find Bacardi and
beat the hell out of him.
Beat the crap out of him.
Oh, that's mean.
We did finally get to see him yesterday. I was very, very happy.
Yeah. I saw him in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, probably came by for a sec.
Yeah.
He's been busy, like, in between jobs, school.
Yeah. Second Life.
I get a question.
Being a Second Lifer.
What's up?
Now, how do you choose, like, porn star, vampire, crack smoking wolf man?
I honestly don't know.
Is it, like, something and then, like, a monster? I mean,
I think you get bit. As far as I know, I don't know. To be honest, I just started one, like, a couple hours ago. And, like, I'm flying around. That's all I've been doing is flying.
Is there, like, any, you know, like, classes you have to pick? Or can you just be anything
you can, you can, yeah, you can pick, like, the boy next door. Like, the nightclub
this
guy.
This is creepy.
Can you be the flatulating
fireman?
No. You can be a furry. That is for real.
For real.
You can be like some like emo, like Asian person.
Oh, please.
And like there's a couple others.
What do you do? Just kill yourself over and over?
I guess. Hey,
emos don't even have a first life.
Beautiful.
I love him.
Danny, what's the name of the website?
It's just secondlife.com, I think.
All right. Check it out, just folks. Google it. We're all going to get there. Other threads you might find interesting at p1site.com. There's a forum called P1 Photoshop. Apparently, Danny got really bored one week and started taking my pictures of myself, cutting out my face and photoshopping it into other pictures, such as Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is the most retarded picture. I look like I have Down syndrome.
Very flattering, actually.
He photoshopped my face. Oh, you're fired. Get off the show. there's one where he photoshopped my face over Hillary Clinton's face with a picture.
That was my favorite.
Was it really? Yeah. That's awesome.
That was pretty badass. Zing Heil. There's also, speaking of Zing Heil, somebody put my face in... inserted it and made me look like Hitler.
I'm worse than Hitler?
With an oven. Actually, Danny's worse than Hitler. See M2 videos. And
bad, Danny.
How dare
okay,
you.
I don't even know where to go.
Yeah.
And Danny put my face in a guy's face with a Dodger shirt on.
And nobody noticed.
I hate. Oh, I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh my god.
Mini B.
Nobody noticed.
Just.
You just got it.
I'm telling you. Sign up for P1 Site, and you can come and experience all of these pictures and more.
All the shenanigans, all the merriment.
I would like to make a bold statement.
Okay.
If you're a P1 and call yourself a fan of the Mikey Show, and you are not registered to the P1 Site, I don't want to know you.
Dude,
that is a very bold statement.
That's bold. I think you're a snob and racist against people who...
It's exploded. There's so much that P1s throw in there to make the experience of the Mikey Show better. Whether or not you listen to this, I don't give a crap, but
if you're not on the site, I still want to know you, so hey, how you doing? Yeah. I'm not a jerk face.
Because
like
even
people.
If you're not on the site, you could be on the site.
Yeah, you could go there and listen to audio. You don't have to be part of the
forums. You're a Mikey Show fan... And you want to hang out with other cool Mikey Show fans? We had an awesome time yesterday.
We're cool.
Awesome parties.
Yeah. Not only that, but if Mikey's wife can join the site, I think you can.
Oh, that was really her?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's been promising. Just be nice and don't bombard her with emails. And if you're jerks, we will find out and you'll be banned from the site. Just to let you know. But anyways, on a lighter note, Nerd posted a thread the other day saying that there's possibly going to be a live webcam in the Rock 105.3 studios.
Really?
Yep.
Is there any truth to that rumor?
While you guys were having fun at the, what's that, boxing gym?
At LA Boxing?
Yeah, LA Boxing.
Yeah.
Well, they were streaming live off a stick cam where we're streaming live right now, mm-hmm. which is a free webcam service. Some guy named Jay.
The promotions guy.
Yeah, so Jay was moderating the chat room on their stick cam profile page.
Yeah.
And they had about 235 viewers in their chat room, which was awesome. And then at the end, people are saying, damn, I wish that they can do this live in the studio. And Jay said, we're trying to get that worked out. And I mean, it's just a little sentence he put before they signed off and turned off the webcam. But that's a good
very interesting.
Something to look forward to, because that would be awesome. When, like,
that'd be pretty cool.
If Sky checks out, pushes her microphone back, I want to see that happen. Yeah. I want to see the hilarity in the studio, even though, like, you can be in there on Fridays, but it's, you know, if you can't be there Friday.
Cool to just be able to, it's kind of like a little insight into the show. It's really cool.
Two numbers, one word, 28-hour show.
Yes!
That would be awesome.
Well, I'll be in the parking lot.
They taped that last year and didn't do a damn thing with it.
They never posted the video?
They never posted the video.
Except for when Mikey went crazy with George Takei.
It'll be up next week. No, never posted it.
They posted the
That's
furry.
That's brutal.
They posted dances. And,
and then the furry conversation when they when Sean came out.
Well, I wonder if they're going to have like a live streaming video in their... all the time for all the shows, like, so you can see Missy, you can check out BC and Clinton Budweiser in the afternoon.
Seriously,
you can check out Robin Roth. That'd be really cool. Like, Missy is hilarious. I wonder if she would do stuff.
Honestly, all radio stations should really get on board with that. I mean, this is the new technology.
Internet
radio.
Like, webcams are $20, dude. You can go to the store, put one in the corner of the studio, and you'd be set.
I don't see
how it's that hard.
More people, or at least equal number of people, listen on the internet, streaming, as they do from their car radio anymore.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's new technology, man.
It is.
It's
so
I
can't
love
wait
it.
For that. Mikey show, make it happen.
Yeah.
Put it on the board.
So check this out. There are a lot of things coming up for P1 Sites. First one being that version 3 of the... main website is coming out soon. Nerd's been working on it diligently.
Yep. The status so far that it's being coded and, you know, scripted, JavaScript, CSS, HTML.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. My beanstalk is growing.
Gross. Yeah. What do you think is the projected date of us seeing version 3, Nerd?
I'm going to say 3 weeks, but... anytime before that. In the industry, we like to give a far date, but actually come up faster than that.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it 3 weeks, but might be sometime shorter. And again, thank you, P1 Ray, for helping me out with the design.
You're a sweetie.
I love you so much.
She's my girlfriend.
She is my girlfriend. Bits and pieces.
She's still at home recharging her batteries. You know, I have to charge her every week.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do. Now, can't she go swimming? That's what I want to
know.
No. Oh. Yeah.
She'll short. She'll short out.
Okay. I just wanted to know that.
I haven't learned how to waterproof her yet.
Yeah.
Waterproof her.
Other things on the site. Danny took a bunch of pictures at the sumo wrestling event for the Mikey show. We got some great pictures of that. Also, I don't know. Did anybody take pictures at the cooking challenge that was last Friday?
Yeah, I got tons.
And they're up.
Yeah, and after the cooking challenge, me, Space Boy, Talon, Sanjaya, 300, T-Rex, we all got to go in the studio and have a little happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
With Mike. We got to give him his present, and we got to have a little delicious birthday cake. One, Mikey. And what are you doing? You're freaking me out. So we'll probably get video of that up soon. Just a little announcement. I've decided that we will be throwing, I'm the queen of everything. And I've decided that the P1 Barbecue Beach Blanket Bingo will be happening Saturday, July 19th.
Nice.
Hooray!
Nice.
Yay.
So we're going to work it out with Sanjaya. We're going to have the Winnie there. We're going to figure out a secret way for all of you who enjoy beers to drink beers. It's kind of difficult to do that on the beach nowadays. And yesterday we had ourselves a pretty good size event. Some of you may know P1 Carlita from P1Site.com. And yesterday was her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
It was a lot of fun. We got lots of video and pictures from her birthday party. And you know, we're going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Anything interesting
Bacardi
happened?
Bacardi showed up yesterday.
Oh.
Let's see. Corn Nut blew up a balloon with a banana inside of it.
Whoa. Dude, yeah. It was nuts.
It was. It was really crazy. We had Johnsonville brats yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
I told Spaceboy to bring them, and nobody ate the hot dogs Danny brought.
I know.
Those brats are so delicious.
Sorry, dude.
30 hot dogs, and like I have 29 of them left.
I've uploaded that picture to faildogs.com.
Yes.
Delicious. Well, Carla was really surprised. Danny was really scared we weren't going to be able to pull this off.
Well, dude, I heard rumors of some guy slipping on the boards and posting it.
It was actually in the chat room, P1Jason316.
Oh, really?
Yes, was talking about in chat, which Carla wasn't there, but he could have easily blown it on that.
So.
Way to go, Jason. It was just a really fun day. Like, everybody came and played some rock band. It actually was not a sausage fest. Like, there were actual... There were more
females
than two
there?
Females there.
Yeah.
There was more than two.
So there's three.
There's actually six.
So you, Carlita, and her sister.
And Peaches, and Carla's friend, and Sanjaya's girlfriend, Rachel.
Yeah.
Can you explain Peaches?
And your aunt.
And Space Girl?
Space Girl. Sorry.
Brutal.
I blanked. I'm sorry.
Can you explain Peaches' chest on her
Yes,
avatar?
Please do.
Okay,
no.
If you go on P1's site, if you check out P1 Peaches' avatar, it's really funny because the night before, I went out and got decorations. We went and decorated Danny's house.
Yep.
And I bought some balloons. And so that's when we started having fun with the balloons. Peaches asked Danny, hey, can you make like a GIF or animated something or other for my avatar? And Danny said, absolutely. And so she blew up some balloons to pretty realistic realistic e-cups, okay? Go with me on this. And she put them in her shirt and then put on the lay and started rubbing her fake balloon boobs.
I want to squeeze them.
So Danny videotaped her and did whatever his magic is. He just went bibbly bobbity boo. And suddenly now we have this animated GIF of Peaches, so... Stalk Peaches and find herself rubbing her fake balloon. It's hot stuff. Also for P1 site, we do want to announce our newest P1 of the week. And I noticed she logged off the live streaming chats, but I would just like you all to know the P1 of the week is. P1 Little Psycho Girl. Congratulations! Yay. Hooray! Nothing. Wow, that's the longest drum roll known to man.
Your name will be blue for a week.
Yes, you will get that little trophy with your name. So congratulations to P1 Little Psycho Girl. Danny got some pictures of her, so now we can have a few pictures to flip around to see her. So congratulations, girlfriend. But, you know, P1 site is a great place for you all to catch up on events. We're going to have a lot more stuff coming up with the summer. I think I'm thinking about let's do another bowling night. That was really fun. Another bowling night.
For sure.
We're going to have a few barbecues here and there sprinkled, peppered throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And
Spaceport barbecue.
Dave and Buster's again, too.
We might. Awesome. In consideration to some people who don't have money, and the fact that place is crowded, we may do something small at Dave & Buster's or not.
Yes, if you're not like me and you're poor.
Like I am poor. And where did Miss Sky come from?
And sometime within the next 2 weeks, we got to do something at my house because I have a
ton
of
food.
Oh, yeah?
Ridiculous amounts of food.
All right.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, cookies.
Cupcakes. Licorice, jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
I have a whole thing of jelly beans. It's honestly like a whole counter full of food that I will never eat, even though I'm like 100 pounds already overweight.
Oh, Danny.
Are you fat?
Well.
Yes.
So that's what's up with P1 site. Please log on. Please be a part of our forum. We'd love to have you.
Yep.
We'd love to have you. So this week, we came up with a new little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Our new bit this week is called... Two facts, one lie.
Sing the intro.
We don't have an intro?
We just came up with it about 2 minutes before
you
came on the air.
You take the bad, you take the good, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
No.
When the world never
Two facts, one lie.
Two facts, one lie.
Two facts, one lie.
Hey, we improv that. Hey.
Yeah.
I
We'll work on an intro.
Oh, it's going to be hot next time.
Yes, next show. We'll have another intro.
Facts, why not?
I don't know if we'll ever do this again.
Can we get her to never sing again?
Shut up. I'm the greatest of all time.
No, you're not.
So how this is going to work, folks, is that each one of us is going to read off two facts, one lie. We're going to go around in a group and try to guess that person's lie. They will reveal. And whoever can get the most rights, you get bragging rights.
I'm
on
nervous.
The website, so.
Cool.
I say we start with P1 Corman.
Nice.
All right, so I got to say my two facts and one lie all at once?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is working now?
And yes. Then we'll go around and guess what which one is the lie.
All right. Back in 95, I was at Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and I actually met Danny DeVito, and he bought me a margarita.
Aw.
Okay.
I have been to a gay bar.
Gay bar?
That's and totally
it's in the Navy.
I
isn't that kind of given?
Yeah.
Oh, you just offended.
And my third fact or lie is I do not know how to drive a stick shift.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, I'll take the first shot. I think that the third one is a lie. I think you do know how to drive stick shift.
Can I see your options again?
What?
Options. Danny, what do you think was his lie?
Oh, man. DeVito or stick shift? You're a guy. You need to learn know how to drive a stick shift.
So, make a guess.
I say DeVito is the lie.
Okay, DeVito is the lie. Spaceboy, what do you think the lie
stick
is?
Stick shift.
Yes. Nerd?
Just to reiterate, I said I do not know how to drive a stick.
You do not know how to drive a stick
that's
shift.
That's your lie. Oh, I'm sorry. Stick shift. Sorry. Change mine.
Okay. Nerd, what do you think?
Stick shift.
Yep. What is it, Corman? What is your lie?
My lie is the Danny DeVito.
Damn it.
Oh,
why
no
did I change it?
Wow. You're good. Damn you're it. Good. And the way, wow.
Damn
wow,
it.
So bro, none of us scored on that one.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'll go ahead and read you my two facts and one lie.
Yes.
My first fact is, I got my belly button pierced my senior year of high school, and it got ripped out during cheer practice.
Oh, my God.
My second lie is my mother was on the news because she caught my brother watching the Spice Channel through the wavy lines. She called the news, and she is the reason why if you come to those channels, it is immediately blue screened. Secondly, thirdly, on a frack, I accidentally broke my brother's collarbone when we were young kids.
What?
Yeah. That sounds strangely That's familiar.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Strangely
so,
familiar.
Danny, gonna take first?
So, Nerd, okay. What do you think my lie was?
Spice Channel.
Okay. Corman, what do you think the Nerd lie was?
Spice Channel. The other two were had pain involved, and I believe those are true.
Okay. Danny.
What was the first one again?
The first one is I had my belly button pierced my senior year of high school and got ripped out during cheer practice.
Let's go with the majority. Blue screen.
Okay, Space Boy, what
do you think? Blue screen.
Yes.
Blue screen,
right,
without
guys.
A doubt.
The lie was, number one, that I got my belly button pierced a senior in high school.
We suck at this.
Brutal.
Yes,
look
my
at me,
mother actually...
like patchouli oil.
No, but my mother actually called KUSI, and they did a whole news story at my house. They even had a shot of my brother sitting there in front of the TV watching
oh
the wavy line.
What a Nazi.
He had to reenact
what?
It?
Yeah, my mom is the reason why those like porn channels, they immediately go to blue screen.
That is so crazy.
So all of you guys who used to play with yourselves via
it.
The wavy lines, I'm
via
sorry.
Via wavy lines?
I'm sorry. All right. Danny, how about you read us your two facts and one lie?
The first one is that back when I was in high school, I used to, once a year, I would have to spend 1 week at school, spending the night in tents and practicing for Hell Week.
Uh-huh.
And I would spend 1 week at school. The second one was when I was a kid, trying to impress some girls, I'd try to do a BMX trick and broke my leg. And broke my arm. And prior to building, P1 site, I was called Ben by Mikey all the time. Like I met him like 5 times, and every time I was Ben.
P1 Danny from P1site.com.
Dark. Wow, this is a tough one,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'll take the first jab. I think the one where you broke your arm doing a BMX trick is a lie.
Okay.
I'll say that too, since you weren't sure if it was your leg or your arm.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I pretty much gave it away.
Good try. Everybody yeah. else, space boy, you
have
it.
I'm gonna have to go with that one.
Son of a
nerd.
Bitch.
You failed, dude.
Yeah, damn it.
That was your lie?
Yeah, it was,
all
of
right.
course.
We all win.
I broke about
my arm. I'm like, I'm looking at the board. I'm like, oh wait, crap.
What did my leg do?
I broke my leg. I mean, your leg.
I broke my damn
rift. Danny, Danny, Danny. BFF.
Yeah.
BFF?
BFF.
Okay. I'm not a good liar. What can I say?
Nerd.
Need to write it down.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Number one. I went to grad night with a girl from Hustler magazine. Number two, I worked at Discovery Zone when it was still open in Chula Vista, and I had to dress up as the Blue Ranger. And number three, my middle school girlfriend was a Saudi Arabian.
Wow. I'm going with the Saudi Arabian girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Saudi Arabian girlfriend. I just don't believe he had a girlfriend.
Mohammed Ibrahim Quad
El
Shway.
That was their name? Wow.
Yeah.
Space Boy, what do you think the lie was?
I think it was the Blue Ranger.
Nice. Danny. And Danny.
And I believe it was the Blue Ranger, too. All
right. This is going to be a little bit of a tiebreaker. What was it, nerd?
Yep. Blue Ranger.
Ah.
I knew because wasn't your sister like the Yellow Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, both of them worked at Discovery Zone? I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. So you're both of them knew that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. So the lie was he wasn't blue, he was yellow?
No, his sister was the yellow one.
My sister worked at Discovery Zone as the Yellow Ranger. I never worked at Discovery
Zone.
Oh,
that's
so
funny.
But the other two
DZ
were
was awesome.
True.
Wow. Was your Saudi Arabian girlfriend rich?
Oh, I got you.
Rich
I
in,
wasn't blue.
Rich in black gold.
No, but her name was Huda.
Skrill.
Huda. Yes.
Aw, little Huda.
Little
Huda. All right. It's Space Boy. It's Space finally Boy. Your turn.
Huda man.
Waiting for you to read these off has been killing me.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to smile at all of them. I cannot lie.
Okay.
So I'm going to smile at every single one of them, and I'm not going to look at you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Look at his face.
Okay.
Look at his face.
Don't look at me. I once snuck backstage at a Breeders concert and sat in on their pot-smoking circle.
Okay.
I've seen the Disney movie Tarzan over 70 times. Because I'm left-handed, at summer camp, I taught myself how to write my name with my left foot.
Oh, my God. Those are so obscure.
I don't know any of
Holy
this.
Holy crap.
Okay.
Wow.
I am going to go.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Tarzan 70 times. Anyone else? Have a guess.
I'm going to say you taught yourself to write with your left foot. That is your lie.
Danny, give it to me.
Oh, my God. It's... Damn. Wow. It ha... Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Do you want to hear them again?
The foot.
Nerd?
Yeah, I'm going with the left foot.
Really? So you guys believe that I sat in a pot-smoking circle?
Yeah.
Seem like the type
dude,
of guy,
Dude, you've snuck into other things before.
I know, that's why.
That wait, what's the lie?
The lie is the foot.
Yes.
I failed.
Tarzan, I knew you would.
You know why I think that was the lie right off the bat? Was because it just seemed too irrational for you. Why waste
what?
Your time?
I am left-handed. Well, you're at summer camp. You got nothing else to do.
I'm sure you would have, like, organized the ants or something.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
don't know.
Just for the record, I've never partook in the pot.
You just sat in.
I just sat
out
in.
That part
yeah.
too. You never said you smoked, so
no,
that's
I didn't
why.
Smoke.
Exactly. You
true.
Could just take the joint and just pass it.
I just stole their food.
You could just do look, give.
You, look, give. That's the new
I'm
one
not familiar
for me.
With that
yeah.
one.
I passed.
You know, there is puff, give, and you did the look, give.
You didn't inhale.
That's
wow.
yeah. You and Bill
you
Clinton are BFF.
Yourself retarded.
BFF. Well, according to my calculations, it looks like Danny knew all of us the best.
Yes.
So,
congrats.
Congratulations.
I can't read my own.
Even though you are the crappiest liar.
Yeah.
Actually, you're really good.
Which arm did you break?
Yeah, yeah. The one with the knee.
Well, two facts, one lie. If, FYI, I stole it from an icebreaker we did at my company with a bunch of people at work.
I don't care. I love this game.
Yeah, keep stealing stuff.
Awesome game.
Okay, I'm never going to tell any of you guys anything about myself again unless we want to do this bit one more time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you guys crap about my life. That was fun. Like, you know, I love trying to do bits like our favorite show. Our favorite morning show in San Diego called The Mikey Show. Hey! And the last couple weeks of The Mikey Show have been pretty wicked awesome, I must say. I loved it. Two Fridays ago, one of our podcast team members, his name is P1 Corman. Hi.
Hi.
He finally got to call in, play trivia, and won. Oops. Oh, you lost?
Oh, I lost big time.
Oh.
But I got to go in.
He got a three-point question, so.
Well, I honestly, that was a one-point question in my mind. The two-pointer was the three-pointer.
Dude, that was, okay, we were.
What was the question, Danny?
It was the, what does Ashley's food taste like or been referenced as? And honestly, like, we were talking about it as a group. That's never really been talked about. Like, they call her a feral cat.
It's been mentioned, but it's like, it's not a good question.
It's not a good question. It's a poorly written question.
Definitely.
Thanks for eating into your microphone, by the way.
Don't you?
Oh my god.
This ham was good.
So yeah, it, you know, you got a 3-point question, which is cool, and so Mikey let you come in studio, and it was awesome.
Yeah, god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to like jump through many hoops to get, you know, I knew I was gonna be on leave from the Navy that Friday.
Right.
And I, you know, was able to call in. God.
It was good stuff. And did you enjoy yourself? We've all been in the studio before.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, preaching to the choir, but wow. I was just, I mean, I laughed nonstop. You know how you get that that weird scenario where you can listen to a comic on the radio?
Uh-huh.
And it's enjoyable and it's funny, but you actually go see that comic live and you're just laughing your head off.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I was in tears the whole time.
Yeah.
That's great. So
Eddie was just on his game. He was silly. He was going home that night. He was flying home that night. You know, he's just. They were just so silly, and he just pissed Sky off to no end by calling her the richest woman in the world, meaning she was the fattest woman in the world.
Uh-huh. That was pretty awful.
And even when the, you know, when their commercials were rolling, he was chasing around the room trying to give her a hug to apologize to her, and she was having none of it. Yeah. So then he chases her out of the studio into Ashley's little studio in the back.
Oh,
and
my
he's
God.
He's in there trying to explain it, and she's getting Ashley on him, and he goes,
no.
It's just the same thing as if I said, Ashley, that you were the smartest woman in the world.
Yeah.
And then he gets Ashley on him.
Oh,
that's funny.
And me and the other guy, P1 Choco, which is a very cool guy, was just laughing our butts off at it.
Yeah, and all that is real. Like, this is that... That's what goes on there.
Yeah, totally real. And a barbecue. They had catered barbecue.
Oh yeah. Really?
That's delicious.
That's so cool.
Where was the barbecue from?
Oh, you know, I should have brought the card so I could promote
bummer.
It for him. But
you
I
failed.
Forgot. Yeah, I failed. But I'll bring the card and we'll promo it next time.
Yeah,
yeah
that was a great day.
Delicious barbecue.
It was a great day you got to go in because Sean of the Mikey Show, the sound effects guy, went crazy.
Yes, he did.
With fat sound drops.
Yes,
like
he
it
did.
Was
oh,
it was
right.
Really bad. He had the elephant going. I mean,
are you
it
are
was
you
just another
yeah.
fat joke
He's
after
like,
another
I feel
fat
real
joke.
Comfortable here in San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet
yeah.
He did. Usually some of the great some of the greatest moments are of the Mikey Show are when Sean goes crazy.
I know, and you know what? I have a feeling that might be on the CD. Just that little bit between Eddie and Sky and Sean and Sky, because that was so hilarious to me.
Oh, totally.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But sitting in there, I felt
no,
like
listening
it
to it was hilarious,
amazing.
Too. Amazing. Because, yeah, like Quimby said, like when Sean goes crazy, it was a lot like the 28-hour show, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's basically like a sleep-deprived Sean.
Yeah.
And you know how Sean normally like delays the kiosk?
Uh-huh.
Around 10 o'clock? When
right,
they
right.
Do the kiosk? But he goes, Kiosk.
Yeah,
said
kiosk.
That's right.
He's so weird. He is so weird.
Like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were quite a few good moments. You got a good show to go in on. there's some really funny moments.
Yeah. So if you haven't called in for P1 trivia, I mean,
please be good and call. Don't be afraid.
No, if you're a brand new listener, like, you know, a week, call in.
Let us just make a great suggestion because just this past week, P1 Trivia was horrendous. Horrendous. It made me want to, like, cut parts of my body. Please, if you want to, like, get study for P1 Trivia, just go in and listen to some moments from each 28-hour show. Please, 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 I beg of you. I beg of you, if you're just calling because you want to hear your stupid voice on stupid radio, no, 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 no. You need to know your stuff. Like, I wish Dark Helmet could call in from the East Coast and fly here and be on the show. But you know what? He can't. He can't. So, people, just know your stuff before you call in. Please don't make me go off on another one of these stupid rants where I can't take
them. Whoa. Psycho.
Someone forgot their Prozac.
We're going to have a fight. Okay, I'm all right. This week on the Mikey Show, Eddie revealed to us something that happened in the office one day last week. Ashley's sweaty pits grazed Eddie's knee. And Eddie freaked out. So they were in the office.
Slimed them.
Yeah, and Eddie said...
So gross.
Yeah.
That should be your new nickname, so Slimer.
Oh, that's terrible. You guys be nice, Ashley. Sweaty.
Oh my god.
Hey, take it easy. Sweating's a natural phenomenon.
Wow.
But so what the funny thing about that was they were in the office and Boston Rob was there. And Eddie says to B-Rob, please pass me the Aquafina. So Eddie's not really looking. B-Rob passes him a drink, and it's like cranberry juice. And then B-Rob just starts handing Eddie everything except for the bottle of Aquafina just over and over and over again. It was ridiculous.
Then Eddie gets up, grabs his hair, B-Rob's hair, holds him, reaches over and grabs the bottle himself.
Yes.
Opens it up. Water goes everywhere as he rinses off his infected knee.
Yeah. Infected. It's just sweat. Oh, my God. If she had peed on his knee, I can understand the craziness, but it's just sweat, people.
Secretion.
Like, sweat is a good thing to have. Like, Danny likes...
Oh, my God. No! What the hell? Oh, my God.
Quimby just took her jacket off and slimed Danny's shoulder.
That was
shoulder.
Not even cool.
Danny, the with one who's closest to being a germaphobe of all of us, just got slimed by Quimby.
And you hear that? That's Danny breathing really hard because he loves me so much. You know.
BFF?
Ooh.
BFF.
I think it actually faded your shirt in that area.
Yeah.
You had a bleach stain. I felt good.
Did he just smack her?
My pits are dry. Oh.
Smacked her head.
Feels good.
Danny deodorant.
I'm going to pee on you.
Oh, Dick Quimby.
You filthy, stinky prostitute.
So last week on the show, Zeth had to go to Ashley's apartment to check on her little dog, her little puggle named Sammy.
My puggle.
Sammy ate 9 chocolate chip cookies the day before.
That dog's a stoner.
Yeah.
I think Sammy got high and started eating cookies like it was his job. So what happened was Ashley was real worried about the dog, so she had Zeth go to her apartment, and he called in the show when he got to the apartment. Well, the first folly of many, Ashley gave Zeth the wrong key. So Zeth couldn't get in Ashley's apartment. I believe he did have to break in there through the doggy door. Now, please picture this. Gigantic Zeth trying to break in a house through a doggy door. Pretty funny. So he finally gets into the house, and he looks at the dog and says, and I do quote, I hope you don't feel as bad as you look. Poor little Sammy. He's getting picked on. What else did he say to Sammy? Called the dog Skeletor?
Oh, God.
Seth is so good when he talks. I wish he would talk more. But the fact that Ashley didn't even give him the right key just kills me. It's just so
brutal.
Is there a picture online of Sammy? Anywhere.
Yeah, they're all over on her blog.
Okay, I need to go look
MySpace.
At it.
Or go to her MySpace page. Yeah. True. Danny, she has outfits for the Puggle.
Can you put the Puggle's face on Skeletor? if you can Photoshop that.
No, that would be awesome. No. As friends of Ashley, no, I say no. We have to not do this.
And all right, we'll vote on it.
Do it.
We'll vote on it.
Terrible.
She was born, she came out backwards, and no one noticed.
That was Sammy.
Oh my gosh. Also, another great moment was Mikey's birthday. His friends Woods and Bauman called in the show.
Real
sweet.
That was
awesome.
That was
really awesome.
It was pristine. It was golden. Here. Little Woods and Bauman.
I was listening from my BMW.
I need to get a Whataburger.
I got a phone in this car. A phone comes in my car.
Yeah. Don't spit on this BMW, okay? Okay, don't smoke your cigarette in my BMW. You got a Saturn, man. It's good. It's a good car.
Or you pussy, you getting married.
Yeah.
I still got to go out and chase skirt.
Yeah.
Chase skirt. That's the best line.
Gotta do my thing.
That is the best line.
So great. They called in the show to wish Mikey happy birthday because people demand to hear Woods and Bauman. Come to find out, Corbin... I have to, pick on you for a second.
What?
So Corbin did the About Today show thread. That's another thread on P1Site.com. We go in there and we talk about the show as it's happening. Corbin says, Woods and Bauman is my second favorite talk show on the radio, and I've never even heard them before. Woodsy comes in there and proceeds to tell him that we aren't even on the radio, dude. I'm the head of marketing, at this station, and the other guy is, he works in, advertising or something
Something else.
Didn't they used to be on the air?
No.
I don't know.
No, they never were.
Well, so here's the thing. Who didn't assume that?
Well,
a lot of people have.
Here's my question.
That.
If you go to podcast number 3.
Uh-huh.
One of the trivia questions between me and you was Woods and Bauman were on-air radio DJs.
I don't believe that.
No.
Let me look.
I'm pretty sure.
But they weren't.
Anyway.
I never really thought that. I know that Eddie and Mikey are good friends with a lot of guys who aren't, on-air personalities. They're real good friends with people in the advertising department, stuff like that.
Yeah, like Flounder and all of them. Yeah, I get that, but I kind of, by them going back and forth, that's very comedic. So
yeah, but Woodsy came in and corrected Corbin. He was just like, "Oh, well, something
I
like
feel
you,
bad about it.
You should have a
cool.
show."
Oh yeah, I'd put him in place of BC and Clint. No offense to BC and Clint.
Yeah,
but.
It was so great to hear them call in though. We were in the studio giving Mikey his present and everything, and that was the other present was.
That was awesome.
Woodsy and Bauman coming in. We were hoping to try to convince them to cruise out for the 28-hour show.
Oh, Woods is down with it. Woods is cool, man. He hangs out with us on the forums.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing,
that's
dude?
Really
you
don't cool.
have better things to do than hang out on a fan site of your friend's radio show?
Hey, don't knock it, man.
No. I'm not. I love the Mikey show.
Just like
obviously.
Danny.
Just because he's rich doesn't mean.
Captain Killjoy.
You know what's funny? Is
and then bring me down.
Just like Danny hates being a Mexican. Danny
hates
the
he's
website.
He's not Mexican
that
anymore.
Yeah, he's not Mexican anymore. Why do you keep saying that?
I just want everybody to know that Danny's racist and he hates all Mexicans.
Spaceboy's the Mexican dude over
soy,
here.
Soy es un Mexicano.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Hola.
No hablo español.
Yeah, your Mexican card is in my pocket. Mr. Quimby's been asking to give it back because he's always wanted to have a Mexican inside of him, but we'll see.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
yeah, you
Chris
do.
Chris is going to be the big spoon with Danny.
That
it's going to be really
so
cute.
Weird.
So cute. What's so weird is that you stole my boyfriend for 5 hours last night,
well,
Danny.
He did. It's only because Danny has bigger boobs than you.
Well,
ouch.
Your boobs are huge. Look at
I don't know
things.
If I would have gone to that joke.
We were going over the top. I took it there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My boobs are awesome. Danny's are moobs and they're flabby.
Moobs.
And they might have a little acne on them.
They turned me on.
It looks like he has 14 nipples.
Oh,
really
my
nasty.
God. That is so wrong.
Oh, this is weird.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so I got to go now?
Here, why don't you take off your shirt, Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Lord. And another one of my favorite moments last week was at the sumo wrestling challenge when Sky read the romance novel that
oh
she's been
God.
Reading. I almost drove off the road. That was so funny. Because actually, Nora Roberts is not that bad of an author when it comes to romance novels. She's pretty tame compared to some of the stuff like that I've seen, like V.C. Andrews, the whole Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah, my mom reads
the what?
With like incest,
Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah,
brothers and sisters get married, and grandma's trying to poison them with the cookies. But no. Well, Skye actually got really embarrassed, and I felt so bad for her, because if you've never read a romance novel, I mean, there are things like his throbbing member was going towards her, her pulsating love box. I mean, they say the creepiest thing.
Love box?
She was embarrassed.
Keep talking. I'm almost there.
Yeah. No, this one was about porn magicians, right?
No. It wasn't porn magicians. Yeah. It was just a family
of places to hide it?
Magicians and jewelry thieves. It was really lovely.
Well, apparently, she read part of it and she stopped, but the scene got very violent and apparently ended up in biting. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It is so weird. This is a great week of Mikey's show. There was something announced that I kind of missed, but apparently they're going to induct some P1s into their P1 Hall of Fame.
I don't know any of this, really.
All I know is from what I've kind of gotten from Eddie, they're going to make it like a real Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Ooh, with
a
Jackie party.
Yeah. They're going to nominate like 5 people, and I think they will choose 3 who get inducted to the hall this year.
No, none of that is confirmed, though.
Eddie confirmed for me that this will happen. No.
Before
28 Eddie wrote me an email, said it was going to go down in August, and there are jackets involved, and that's about all that he really elaborated on. But he did say it's going on in August, not in conjunction with the 28-hour show. Cool. So
nice.
We'll see what happens with that. I'm very curious. Exciting. Like, the jackets, how... He said speeches and everything. I'm
Yeah, dude, that's gnarly.
Great. Every single person in there will make a speech full of sound drops. I can almost guarantee it.
Oh, my God. Space Boy, you got your speech ready?
I win!
You should probably start working on it.
Today is my graduation day.
I am not retiring.
I am not retiring.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of little...
Love you, I'm out.
Yeah.
Exactly. If everybody ends it that way, I'm going to boo all of you. And wherever you are, I'm going to throw tomatoes at you.
I'm just going to remember the whole, like, say I was, like, you know, the whole say I was speech. Yeah. And just do it word by word.
Oh, my gosh. But a few stats on the Mikey Show. Okay. Number one. Eddie won another sports challenge.
Yeah.
So it looks like Eddie's up like 50,000 to two.
Yeah.
And he teabagged B-Rob.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. Awesome. Creepy. Ashley was very sweaty that day from what I heard as well. And the other stat I would like to give you all is that, the girls won Battle of the Sexes. That is what I'm talking about. GoTeamSass.com.
Hold up.
Who
wait
cares?
TeamSass.com. They don't really have a website, but I just thought the
team was
shut up. They really won. Good for them. I'm so proud of you, ladies. You're doing really, really good. And once again, never will I lose my faith in Team Sass.
Well, they had a handicap.
Until you suck again.
Until next time.
No. Even Taylor tried to get mouthy with him in the studio, and Scott and Chantel said, hell no.
Oh, no.
They shot literal swords through their eyes at Taylor.
No, baby.
And I say, any of you men who like to talk your crap, shut up. Okay, no reaction out of you guys, because all of you hate me because you're stupid men. Your stupid trivia and your stupid sports.
Well, we tried to tell you, but you have a smaller brain than us, so you wouldn't understand.
See? Well, see, now you're talking sense.
The girls had a handicap with B-Rob's hurting teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I feel so bad for him. He had impacted, compacted stuff.
He had three
impacted, compacted, retracted
interaction. All of that. Yes. It had to be painful.
Three cavities, a root canal. On the root canal, he already has.
It's from
a wisdom tooth.
Rob, we hope you get well soon. Oh,
it's all that clenching during the Super Bowl.
Yes! I will give you a high five for that
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
You're sweet, sweet man. I love you. Man. Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up. You know, 28-hour show probably in about November. Just more and more. Just keep up on MikeyShow.com and P1Site.com. If you ever have questions, ask us because, you know, we're the experts. What can I say?
Oh,
you know, if you ever,
no.
If you ever want trivia knowledge, just ask me and I'll walk you through it.
And then she'll ask me and then I'll ask Spaceboy.
No. Like, I've been catching up on my 28-hour shows, so my knowledge is, like, up there. I could beat Danny. Sure. Shut up. I could beat Danny. Danny's the guy who, like, didn't know that the show actually gets together, like, away from work for people's birthdays.
What?
He didn't know that.
Well, not all of them. Some of them are late or don't show. Or,
cancel. You know?
Or cancel.
Don't
and
be like
minute, yeah. And then only invite two people.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that I know that Danny does not know. Just suck on that and shut your stupid face.
Some of them are busy and flooding their apartments.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With my sweat, actually. Here,
get away from me.
Oh, dude. I never hit a woman, but.
I almost slimed Danny again. Well, it has been real fun being with you kids this week. I do not know when the next podcast will be, but we're going to work it out. There will be one. Hey, I'm sorry. The month of June, people are like having babies and getting married. What can I say?
Bastards.
I'm a part of it.
Yeah. Keeping our pants.
But we're planning some get-togethers, so yeah. Just get on the boards and check it out.
Exactly. Or just go to the site. You don't even have to get on the boards. But thank you all for those of you who logged into the live feed.
Yeah,
I love you. I love you, Sanjaya. Dark Helmet, P1 Iron Man. I kind of like you, P1 Medic, and P1 Little Psycho Girl. You rule, dude. You're the best ever. So that's about it. Dude. I hope to have another one with you boys again. You know what I'm saying?
I'll bring my iPhone number 2.
Ew.
Cool.
Please don't have sex with it in front of all of us, okay? Okay.
Yay, summer.
Enjoy that paperweight.
Exactly. And to all of you, to every last one of you, in the words of the wonderful Jerry Springer, be kind to each to you.
Oh, you failed!
Yes! You failed!
Just be nice to each other, okay? Thanks.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Be like good and stuff.
Bye.